With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Slain conservative pundit Charlie Kirk will be remembered this afternoon at a special memorial service in Arizona less than 90 minutes from now. The chief speaker will be the President of the United States. Mr. Trump will take the microphone. We'll get comments as well from Vice President J.D. Vance. Other speakers will include the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense. House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain of Michigan says the impact of Charlie Kirk's life will resonate with young people forever.
First and foremost, my prayers are with Charlie and his family, with his wife Erica and their two children. Like so many, I experienced this impact through the eyes of my daughter. He showed her that the impact that she could have as a young person, as a young conservative person, that was really important to her. Charlie's legacy will live on in every young person that he inspired.
The memorial begins at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Polls have opened in Guinea for a referendum on a draft constitution. This could allow the junta leader, General Mamdani Boumboi, who seized power 4 years ago, to actually run for president. Sunday's referendum, a key step in transitioning from military to civilian rule. However, critics call it a power grab and a way to legitimize the military coup. Elections are expected in December. The referendum needs at least 50% turnout to pass. It's unclear if that is likely to happen. Police in the Philippines arrested 17 people this morning after a chaotic incident near the presidential palace in Manila. Some individuals set fire to tires and threw rocks at the cops. This incident appeared unrelated to two large peaceful anti-corruption protests taking place elsewhere in the city. The violence did lead to a security lockdown. This is SRN News. While faith declines across much of Western Europe, an unusual tradition is going strong on one tiny Greek island. There are more than 1,000 whitewashed stone chapels on Tinos that are owned and cared for by private families, as they have in most cases for centuries. These room-sized structures, mostly Orthodox, a couple hundred Catholic, are up on the rocky hillsides of the island. The owners range from octogenarians to Generation Z, sheep farmers to business owners. They share the unwavering dedication, however, to keep their little chapels open to anybody who wants to pray. The Midwest has a well-deserved reputation for friendliness and hospitality, but a new report finds the region is having a problem with anti-Semitism. The survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents around the Midwest from 2023 to 24. In fact, the problem is a national and global one, but the ADL says the rise in anti-Semitic attacks in the Midwest is higher than any other region. This is SRN News. And well, if you have fond memories of your childhood, stand by for the finalist for induction into the Toy Hall of Fame this year.
Trivial Pursuit, the Star Wars lightsaber, Furbies, and even snow might join the Toy Hall of Fame. They had more than 2,100 nominations and whittled them down to 12 finalists that also include Battleship, Catan, Connect 4, Spirograph, Slime, the Scooter, and Tickle Me Elmo. Honorees will be announced in November.
That's correspondent Julia Walker. Today is Sunday, September the 21st. It's the 264th day of 2025. On this date in history, 1792, the National Convention of France issued a proclamation announcing the abolition of the French monarchy. And on this date in 1937, The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien was first published by George Allen and Unwin Ltd. of London. This is SRN News.